Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And it's a new time now, too. You know what I'm saying? It's right. The era of the long ball, the jumper, the three.
Like, they would have had
defensively, it'd be tough. Defensively, it'd be tough. But offensively, like, they would cause you headaches.
That
no
would
doubt.
Be your defense. Your offense would be your defense. Right.
It's good absolutely, point. Yeah. There's absolutely no doubt. No doubt. There's like, I think it – like, now my mind's racing, but – all right, so Lillard comes on, and he and Curry start playing together. There's no way they win right away. But just like Curry found out, I could see they would get better as they, like, they, oh, man. And then I think they would become a problem. Like, once they both, you know, Curry was in his ninth year and Dame was in his fifth or sixth, whatever it was, and they figured it out. Oof.
Yeah, and I think just Oracle? Speaking of Dame, they got action when this playoffs resume Portland with Nurkic back in college.
I do think
Portland has some action. They were in the Western Conference Finals last year.
I do think they have some action. I really do think they have some action. Lakers Blazers first round could be very, very intriguing.
Yeah, if I'm the Lakers, I wouldn't want any of that if I'm the Lakers.
Oh, man. That'd be something else.
I mean, you're right. I would like if I were the Lakers, I wouldn't want it either, but you know what? They better be able to if the Lakers can't beat the Blazers, you know what I mean? It's one of those then they weren't going to win it anyway, kind of.
Okay.
But the Blazers definitely, you know, they have more. I mean, they've played together longer than the Lakers. That's for
right.
That's for sure.
And Dame Dollars
more
lit up the Lakers
games than the Lakers together in a big way.
So and the reason they're where they're at in the standings is a byproduct of all the injuries. So it's kind of flukish to Portland. So it is bad luck if L.A. had to draw Portland first.
You bring that up. We've been talking about Giannis so much and the Warriors and this and that with Giannis Antetokounmpo. Is he going to leave Milwaukee? But in this scenario, if Portland was to beat the Lakers, there's no chance Anthony Davis is going back to La La Land. I don't think there's a chance he goes back. They lose in the first round to the Blazers. And Anthony Davis, who has already put his house on the market, I don't know what that means. Is he looking for another house?
Whoa,
is he looking for a beach house? You know, is he trying to go to Orange County? I don't know. I don't know what the deal is with AD. But if they don't beat the Blazers in the first round, why are we talking about AD possibly being a Warrior? Now, I know it's very, very complicated. You have to move some pieces around. You have to free up some money. But I don't think AD comes back if the Lakers lose to the Blazers. That's something that would be very, very intriguing, fellas.
And you know why I didn't tingle just when I hear AD's name? And I don't know what's happened. Maybe it's the last few series in the playoffs against the Warriors where you see Draymond kind of just from a body standpoint, physical standpoint. I mean, AD, he's a star. But, fellas, I don't know if he's a superstar, Stoney. I just don't know if Anthony he's definitely not Giannis. He can go as a perfect complement to a LeBron James or another guy. I just don't think if he's your one that, you know, oh, man, you're just a shoe-in to get to the finals. I don't know. And I think we saw that kind of play out in New Orleans, Stoney. He's like a tweener. I don't know what he is. I just know you can, you know, physically, he can't impose his will like I once thought he could in an NBA game. And when you play better teams, that becomes more apparent. Like, you ain't playing bad, but just from you're lighting the ass. You know what I mean? And sometimes guys can get you off that spot. You turn into a jump shooter.
You got a big butt.
You know?
Yeah, I think it's just a question of, like, how you view him. Like, for example, yeah, I know he didn't get it done in New Orleans, but, I mean, those teams weren't that great. My question would be, what if Anthony Davis played alongside, let's say, Damian Lillard? Well, like, then do you look at that team and say, well, Lillard's, you know, like, Anthony Davis is still, like, their second guy there.
That would be
I think maybe he is, maybe he isn't. But, like, I think if that team had – like, those two guys could win a title with the right players around them, I think. But, you know, it's funny. It's so funny. I just because you lose a little touch with the basketball. You know, Anthony Davis is an unrestricted free agent and has been strong in his statement about not publicly committing to his future. He and his agent have basically have maintained he's going to test free agency.
Yep.
So
nobody's talked about it.
I agree.
Nobody's talked about it.
I brought that up a while ago. Like, why wouldn't the world? And, I mean, they can't. I mean, that'll cost them Clay and then some, no doubt about it. Because there's no way Anthony Davis leaves the Lakers and the Lakers aren't taking Clay at the very least coming back with LeBron. But,
Why would he want to leave L.A., though?
Well, see what happens this year.
Let's see. I mean, Jamal Silk Wilkes, by the way, from L.A., 510, good pull there. Wilkes helping the Lakers win a championship or two.
Clyde Drexler,
he had
guys,
a big game.
Houston.
Yeah, Clyde Drexler.
Yeah, that's a good call. That's a good call on Drexler.
That's a good pull. Good pull. Speaking of Anthony Davis, because we keep talking about the playoffs and the playoff bubble, does he have the most pressure on him during his playoff run? Because the way I look at it like this, LeBron and Kawhi have championships. They've got three, and if LeBron's chasing a quote-unquote GOAT status, I get it. He's got some pressure to win. But, like, I almost think Anthony Davis has to deliver. A guy like Paul George has to deliver for the Clippers. Kemba Walker with the Boston Celtics. He's been in Charlotte for so long. Hasn't gotten out the first round. They signed him to replace Kawhi Leonard. How much pressure does he have? Those, like, I almost feel like Anthony Davis now, speaking about the way you guys brought up Anthony Davis, I almost feel like he has the most pressure coming up in Orlando on him to win a championship.
I would say yes, but I would also say, like, that's kind of the issue with Anthony Davis. Does he feel so much pressure?
See,
or is he still just kind of going out and, hey, we're going to try to get it done and this and that? You know, like, that's a big part of being a champion.
But here's the thing. When you force a trade out of New Orleans the way he did, the way he went about his business in New Orleans that last half year, he lost a lot of fans. A lot of people thought he pulled some punk moves.
Yeah.
When he walked into Smoothie King Center with the That's All Folks t-shirt talking about, oh, my dresser left during the game. Like, the way he went about his business that last year in New Orleans, I think added pressure for Anthony Davis. So now you're in L.A., you're playing for the Lakers, spotlight's on you, you're playing next to LeBron James. Almost feel like he put a lot of that pressure on himself. And I know Giannis is right there in Milwaukee. But to me, it's starting to feel like, boy, if AD doesn't show up in this playoff run, people are going to be looking at him a bit differently, Guru.
No, you're right. But the pressure's on LeBron, and for different reasons. I could see if LeBron doesn't play well, there's no way, and AD does, to me, there's no way in hell the Lakers can win it. But if LeBron goes Superman like we've seen, and AD is okay, they can win it. And we talk about LeBron's 3-6 record in the finals. You can't right those wrongs. But if he wins this one at this stage in his career, it kind of erases those losses, and it takes him somewhere. I don't know if we've seen another athlete be in the NBA. So to me, yeah, Bonte and Steiny, you're right with that pressure, but the way LeBron plays and what he does, and they depend on him to distribute everything, score, I just think AD is going to love it. Like, this ain't New Orleans where we had to play the Warriors and it was just me and I had a little help. I'm riding shotgun to Superman, so I'm a deliver. And that's why I just think the ultimate pressure is on LeBron James. And I could be wrong, but I just feel it's on LeBron to kind of right the wrongs of the past in the finals.
There's no wrong answer. No wrong answer with this one. There's no wrong answer, but –
If the Lakers get beat, by the way, I want to ask Spadoni a question. Yeah. But if the Lakers get beat, we'll know how and why they got beat. Mm. We'll either say, man, LeBron thought he had himself a teammate there with Anthony Davis. But no. Yeah. Or we'll say, damn, Anthony Davis was incredible again, but LeBron finally was a little bit human. You know, I think we'll know. By the way, who's the third best player on the Lakers?
Oh, it's Kuzma. I think it's Kyle Kuzma.
Caruso?
Okay. I like him, though.
Caruso, I'm going to go. I'm going to ask Spadoni that
Caruso,
question.
To be honest. Caruso means more than Kyle Kuzma. Caruso comes off the bench and actually gives that team a lift way more than Kuzma has ever done this season, at least.
Spadoni, but if we say it's the game of basketball, it's Kyle Kuzma, man.
He hasn't done anything this year, though.
And ain't no diss on.
Yeah. He hasn't done anything this year, Guru. I have no faith in Kuzma come playoff time.
Well, he's had to take the back seat to Anthony Davis. I mean, Kyle Kuzma would be – a lot of teams would covet him.
For what?
He's just – To score the basketball and be like a two or a three, a compliment. To say he's not the third best player on the Lakers, I feel like that's dissing him.
Well, he's not this year. I mean, he could be. He probably should be.
You know
be.
What? I'm going to say this. I don't want to sound like I'm defending Abonte, but he knows damn well he should be starting. He's a starter. But because of AD and LeBron, he's had to take a back seat, but – there's no way I would say he wasn't the third best on L.A.
How about this one? Producer Kyle, this is on-the-fly producing
that
we appreciate here at BS&G. Dwight Howard is third on the Lakers in win shares. JaVale McGee, fourth. Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, fifth in win shares on the L.A. Lakers. Now, I'm not a big win shares guy.
Yeah.
But what does that say about Kuzma? Dwight Howard probably is third best. When you think about his impact off the bench.
Well, and I also, you know, with a guy like Kuzma, and this is where, you know, Guru and I go back and forth.
Yeah.
I mean, he showed a lot his first 2 years when they won 35 and 37 games. Yeah. Well, guess what? Now they're 49 and 14, and they're actually playing for a title. And you got to dot your I's. You got to cross your T's. You got to play. Clearly,
he's gonna have
to
show up. I got you. He's gonna have to show up if they're gonna go all the way. There's no doubt, man. Who else is gonna score for you? I know it's minutes go down, and you know they're gonna need Kuzma to be a factor, man. Because I don't know how many other scores you got. You're gonna throw it to Dwight when he's in, or JaVale, no, or Caruso. And I'm not saying Caruso can't do it, but Kyle Kuzma is a polished scorer, and I just think with the circus that is LeBron James. He's probably bitter that he's coming off the bench. And with young players, that might just be enough to throw him off. No excuses, but I just know that dude can score the basketball with the, you know.
Well, you know, the other thing is, like, when you have LeBron and Anthony Davis, like, you don't necessarily need a third player to be that third scorer every game.
Right.
You don't. Because all you need is a third scorer four times in a series. So if Danny Green gets you 23 one night because it's his night to go 6 for 9 from three and you win that,
right?
Like, that's your third best guy that night. You know what? Maybe you win game three and it's a JaVale McGee who has 11 and 11 or whatever. Caldwell Pope makes some shots that game. Okay, now they've had two games where they've had a good number three score. See, that's always why I thought that's the biggest advantage I thought the Warriors had in the last 3 years was they had Curry, Clay, and Durant,
KD.
And it was like KD.
It's over.
It was like
it ain't fair.
It was like on an average night, two of those guys were good. Okay, well they were going to win. On an off night, one of those guys or two of those guys maybe wouldn't play that well. They could still win because their number one star, whoever it was, had a great game. And then they're 2 and 3, even though they weren't great, they were still really damn good because we're talking about Clay and KD. So
it's,
they had so many luxuries on those teams.
Vontae, and it's that real quick. It sounds like you're describing the 16 Cavs when you could have a third score by committee. It was Kyrie, LeBron, and on one night it could be J.R. Smith. Could be Kevin Love, but it wasn't a prerequisite. It could be by committee because you knew two dudes, Batman and Robin, were going to show up.
No, and that's where the Lakers are at right now. I totally agree with that, with the L.A. Lakers. I keep thinking about Anthony Davis and how we keep – it's all about Giannis around here. And now I'm thinking, what if the Warriors did re-sign Draymond Green? Would they be in play for Anthony Davis? Is Anthony Davis a Joe Lacob type of guy? You know what I'm saying? Wow. Like, I just wonder – I don't even want to start this up, but my mind's racing too right now, Stein Igu, and I'm thinking, what if they didn't re-sign Draymond Green to that contract?
Well, and I'm sorry, but that's where when everybody thinks it's a zero. Hey, Kevin Durant's going to leave. You can't let him leave for nothing. You can't let him leave. Well, you know what? There are things worse than letting a guy leave for nothing, and that's getting back a player who stinks. And I'm not saying that's the case, but what I'm saying is this. Had the Warriors not re-signed Draymond Green and had they let Kevin Durant walk for nothing, you're damn right they could have thrown the boat at Anthony Davis this offseason. Absolutely.
And it's kind of funny because if you ask Bogut and Harrison Barnes, the courtship of Kevin Durant didn't start just the summer that they landed him. They feel like, you know, there were seeds planted. And when I hear Draymond on the podcast talk about B.J. Armstrong, who was his agent at the time, Draymond was saying, you know, there could be a possibility. But to hear not one iota about A.D. in a Warrior uniform, Vontae, I'm just wondering, like, not that that means anything, but we haven't even heard that as a possible fit, like, at all. Like, and I'm just wondering, why would he leave the Lakers? Even life after LeBron is you. And I know, Steiner, you say Hollywood doesn't mean anything anymore with everything that's going on. The earth is your turf. But I just feel like, AD, you're going to be a Laker right now. And after LeBron, they build around you. Why would you want to go anywhere else?
That's a good point. Good point, folks. All right, here it is. Call in right now at 888-957-9572 for your chance to play against the one and only Daryl the Guru Johnson in MLB The Show. It'll be live on Twitch tonight at 7 p.m. Guru, real quick, what's your gamer tag? What's your gamer tag on Twitch?
Triple D Guru 957. DDD Guru 957.
All right. All you need is a PlayStation gamer tag. Call 888-957-9570 right now for your chance to square off with the one and only Daryl the Guru Johnson. Speaking of Guru, he brought up something at the end of the show yesterday that I want to get into, Steiny. So we'll do that coming up right here on 95.7 The Game. And it's brought to you by DuckDuckGo Privacy. Call in right now, 888-957-9570 for your chance to play against Guru in MLB The Show live on Twitch tonight at 7 p.m. All you need is a gamer tag, a PlayStation gamer tag. Call 888-957-9570 for your chance to square off against Guru. That's all sponsored by DuckDuckGo Privacy.
Now back to Vontae, Steiny, and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Download the radio.com app and search 95.7 The Game. Add it to your favorites. Don't miss a second, whether you're at home, in your car, or at work, and use the rewind feature to catch any moments you missed from the last 24 hours, including Mr. Fab, who joined us at noon today. That was a great, great interview with Mr. Fab. He was a lot of fun. Check him out on TV tonight at 8 p.m. on NBC Sports Bay Area. You can also tell your smart speaker, hey, Alexa, or hey, Google, play 95.7 The Game. And Steiny, we got an opponent tonight for Daryl the Guru Johnson. It is Tony in San Leandro. Tony, you'll be playing D-Lac tonight in MLB The Show at 7 p.m. on Twitch. Tony, bring your A-game. Guru hasn't allowed a run in 18 innings, folks. 18
innings.
And I'm
going to have the pregame.
Working.
What's funny is I feel like really got a game. Steiny, I'm going to have the pregame meal, a little nap, you know, get to the stadium. Be ready.
Why don't we also do this? If you beat Guru, we'll have you on the next day for two or three minutes.
Wow. Look at him.
Can we do that? If Tony and San Leandro wins, can we get him on?
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. Tony, you better bring your A game tonight because Guru, he's bringing Blake Snell to the mound tonight.
Because if Guru wins, poor Tony's going to have to listen to 4 hours of it.
That's a problem.
You know what I'm saying?
No, I've been kind of humble the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, not
you
really.
Well, bring it up.
Yeah, well, know. No. What happened was, Stardy, I didn't bring it up much last week until like 30. We had like 30 seconds left in the show. So, hey, Guru, did you win yesterday? We kind of cut him short.
Going on in our country. True. So, yeah, that's why we put it. Hey, real quick. During the break, I figured out why the Warrior came at me. And I don't know if you remember the show we had last week. We talked about white guys wearing do-rags. When the show was over, he follows me on social media. I thought I was his favorite. He sent a picture right 201 with him in a do-rag. Was kind of mad at me. And I think that's how he took it out on me with the call in. He didn't like me saying to do. And I didn't say you can't wear a do-rag. I just said normally, you know, just do it a little too much. And he had it on, Stoddy. Like, what do you mean? So he can't.
He did tag us in that. He tagged me in that too. And it was like four selfies, Steiny.
Okay.
Yeah, it was like four selfies with
forgot.
The Warrior and the do-rag. And he had all these different poses. It's like, bro, one selfie's good enough with the do-rag.
He didn't like that one, Steiny.
It was like he was modeling for us. You know what I'm saying? He had all these different angles. Yeah, it's like, Warrior, relax, bro.
Yeah,
just got off the air. 201, you're sending me a Facebook notification. Yeah, I know. We do love
it. No, I got you. I got you. And, I just think, have I ever worn one? Yeah, when I was 21 or
have
younger.
Have you worn one, Steiny?
Yeah, in college. Oh, it used to be a fad.
What color was it?
Flintstone
what color
era.
Was it? Black?
No, it was like red.
Okay.
Like red, you know.
Oh, Steiny.
Steiny. Dude,
hopefully you didn't walk in the wrong neighborhood. I hope you didn't walk in the wrong neighborhood.
It's delicious. Yeah.
Ethnic no, I didn't. I was on a college campus in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. I was pretty safe. But no, guys, like if you woke up and you didn't feel like taking a shower, you put, you know, you do that thing with a bandana. But what I said, and this started it last week, I said, it's just, you can't do it. It's just a bad look. My man, for a guy like me, let's put it
there. And it was symbolic for me. Any non-minority with a do-rag, I'm like, they ain't racist, Monte. He down for the cause. But I saw the do-rag, I ain't got to worry about you. We got some flavor in common.
Anybody wearing a bandana, I was like, man, they mean business. You know what I mean? They mean business. And that's somebody you don't really want to mess with. You don't want to, unless you're Matt Kolsky. Not the name drop Matt Kolsky, but fellas, we play pickup basketball. He's coming up at 3 o'clock with Damon Arado. We went to Berkeley to play pickup basketball a few years ago, like 8 in the morning.
I'm listening.
Kolsky's out there playing with the purple bandana. A purple bandana.
It's
like, Kolsky, bro. Like, seriously, a purple bandana?
Why?
Like, nobody's going to take a guy with a purple bandana on a basketball court. Seriously.
Daryl Johnson, I tell you, he's got some force going in there, but misses the layup.
Finishing at the basket has been the problem.
I'm trying to think, if I look back at every pickup game I ever played, and I put the best five guys who wore bandanas onto one team,
uh-oh,
it wouldn't be very good. It wouldn't be a great team. Like, I just, there's very seldom, like.
You guys like dime
damn,
time to the
best
Deuce?
Guy. Here comes the best guy up on a playground with a bandana. It's just, best guy
hey,
usually
real quick.
Not wearing one.
What about Bonte. The five best guys that wear a matching tank top and shorts combo?
No.
Yeah, I don't know.
They're beatable.
The
whole
outfit.
They're beatable.
Yeah. Hey, what's Kolsky's game like? I haven't seen him play. We're supposed to hook up. Real quick.
You don't want me
just
talking about his. Yeah. let's just. There's not much
he's
to report.
He's still out there. He's active.
Actually.
He's confident. He's confident like he can shoot. But he ain't, you know.
He's a competitor.
Let's just move on. Let's just say that, Steiny.
Well, this is very simple. Let me tell you how Matt Kolsky's game is. And I've never seen it. Okay. But
okay.
I can tell you how it is. I know how Kolsky's game
wow.
is.
He, tell us.
He thinks he's fundamentally sound. There's no doubt about it. He thinks he plays the right way. He is, I guarantee you, he's capable of knocking down a mid-range or two. But he is the guy who, not all the time, but is open for a reason. He does try to play hard on defense, but fatigue
this.
Is constantly an issue
that
he's battled. And you know what? For his size, he's a scrappy rebounder. There it is.
Bonte,
there's
the
Matt Kolsky.
You know what?
And I did.
Congratulations.
Corner.
Hey, I'm telling you, Steiny's spot on with that scouting report on Matt Kolsky. Because I'm probably the only one who's seen Matt Kolsky play at the station. And that is pretty spot on. He's wow. wide open all the time. He's scrappy. He gives you good effort. May not grab every rebound, but gives you good effort. Well, at least jump with somebody to try to grab a rebound. Fatigue does play a big-time factor in this game. You know, doesn't always make it down the court offensively. Kind of, you know, cherry-picks a little bit. So, man, that was
Matt
Kolsky in a nutshell. With the
purple
bandana on the basketball court.
I will say this. Even though I've never seen him play, but I know everything about his game, I'll take him if he's my fifth guy. I'll take him. You can win with Kolsky if he's your fifth guy. No doubt.
No, I don't know about that one.
Hey,
I may rather play 4-on-5.
No. Here's the problem. You can win with Kolsky as your fifth guy. You cannot win with Guru as your fifth guy because Guru won't accept that role in the first place.
And I won't be the fifth guy, so that's how that is.
Exactly.
I'm like the second or third. You
know, okay. Well, he'll be begging.
Well, even if he's
Guru's
not.
One of those guys, he'll walk up to the team captain after he makes his second pick, and Guru would just stand right in front of him like, yo, you want to get rebounds? Like, bro,
hey,
what's up, man? You going to get me on the squad or
I'll
what?
I'll tell you
like,
this.
He's going to politic to get on your squad.
I'll interrupt the play in a second, Bonte. I'll interrupt the play in a second. Like, oh, Scott, let me go get the ball. Y'all ain't going to pass it to me. Stoddy, let me go get it, and I'm going to do
man.
It. Yeah, look at Stoddy looking at me. Like,
I don't think I've ever
– I respect
I don't
that.
Think I've ever seen a play run in a pickup game.
Well,
wow.
You know when it ain't coming your way.
Yeah, oh, man. You know, Guru brought up something yesterday at the end of the show. And we've been taking so long to get to it. The KD thing start rolling on. We're talking about KD because on this date in history, 1 year ago today, I should say, KD tore his Achilles up in Toronto, game 5 of the NBA Finals. We're talking about that, how Warriors basically look at Kevin Durant now. And got some mixed messages there. It was kind of mixed there. But Guru brought up something about GOATs not being announced. They aren't announced. They just arrive. So basically, you can't self-proclaim yourself as the GOAT. They just kind of arrive. They just kind of come out of nowhere, boom. Mm. Like Joe Montana, Tom Brady, I think, are the perfect examples for this.
Wow.
The third round pick and a sixth round pick. Tom Brady, nobody expected him to even be a starter. We thought Drew Bledsoe was going to be a New England Patriot for the duration of his career. He gets hurt on a hit by Mo Lewis on Sunday Night Football. And Mo Lewis played linebacker for the Jets. Brady comes in, leads him to a Super Bowl. Joe Montana, third round pick out of Notre Dame. Sure, he had some comeback victories at Notre Dame. But did we really expect them to lead the 49ers to 4 Super Bowl titles? I don't think anybody did.
Nope.
So GOATs are announced. They just arrive. So I'll kick it to you guys here. After Joe Montana and Tom Brady, who are some GOATs who just, you know, before their careers, before they were drafted, yeah, okay, he's a nice player. But they turned out to be some of the greatest players of all time.
Stoney, I'll
in their
start
respective
just
sports,
with Kawhi
I
Leonard.
Add.
I didn't know he could have this impact at San Diego State. I just didn't. Long, lanky kid. I didn't know he would. And he has a chance this year if he gets a ring to do something, you know. I mean, Michael, the greats haven't done winning championships with three different teams. But, I mean, I just think of Kawhi Leonard right off the bat.
Yeah, it's weird because I'm struggling. And I'm struggling because I'm going in the other direction. Like, I believe the statement's pretty much true that GOATs aren't announced.
They arrive,
but yet there are, like, I'm just thinking Wilt Chamberlain was announced. All right, before he ever stepped foot on a college campus, they changed the rules because of him.
Okay.
I really
are you
believe
serious?
LeBron James was announced.
And he hasn't disappointed at all.
Right. And
no, he exceeded expectations, actually.
Like, exactly.
Go ahead. Yeah,
to be announced and to meet expectations is just so hard. So hard. You know, like even Kobe, you know, Kobe arrived. He wasn't announced. I mean, there was a lot of fanfare. Oh, this kid's, you know, but he didn't come into the league he didn't come into the league like LeBron. LeBron scored 25 the first game he played. Kobe
was behind Eddie Jones. He had to wait that out.
Right. He was on the bench, No, that's a good call. LeBron.
And I said Steph Curry yesterday, Stoddy. You corrected me like, no, he went seventh in the draft. He was the seventh pick in the draft. Steph wouldn't qualify. I didn't think he would have this impact or be who he was.
No. Like, you could say he fits the category. even though he was
okay.
Right.
No
he
doubt. Does. Yeah. Return on investment, ROI.
Sure.
Is
he changed,
up in
he changed
sure.
the game. No, he no doubt
nobody,
changed the game.
Exactly. Exactly. And you know what? Let's say hypothetically Steph would have been the second pick. We still would have been talking about, he's a pretty good guard. He's probably going to score a lot of points. We think he can do – but it's like, right, nobody thought this of Steph Curry.
And how about Jerry Rice, guy. Mississippi Valley State, Bonte?
That's a great call.
I remember he used
that's
to – I'm
call.
Just saying.
That's a great call.
What's he doing? And look what he ended up being.
You know, Bill Walsh actually wanted Eddie Brown from the Cincinnati Bengals, wow. Wide receiver out of Miami. And the Bengals, his old buddy Sam Weiss, let me get that right, Sam Weiss, somebody got on me for saying Steve Weiss last week, Sam Weiss, former coach of the Bengals, drafts Eddie Brown. So Walsh moves up in the draft to get in front of the Dallas Cowboys, who he thought would take Jerry Rice. Walsh moves up to 16. They select Jerry Rice, of course, goes to a HBCU, and the rest is history. That's a great call. That is a very good call. I think he exceeded expectations.
History,
they say maybe the greatest player of all time.
Yeah.
A guy that comes to mind for me, there's a couple guys that come to mind. But what about a guy like, let me throw Dirk Nowitzki out there. Comes over from Germany, you know, skinny kid. Can you be a stretch four? Yeah. He's called soft. And now look at the way we talk about Dirk Nowitzki. There's people who would take Dirk over KG. That's how.
Oh, my God.
I might. Yeah, I can't stand KG right now.
Yeah. But Dirk, I mean, he's not the greatest of all time at his position, but he's one of the greats. Like,
oh, yeah.
He's no kind of up there to me.
Absolutely.
He's up there with Larry Bird. Larry Bird. Yeah. Let me throw Larry Bird out there. The savior of the Celtics. Sure, he was a first-round pick. Arbach took him a year early. But, boy, Larry Bird, they had game four of the finals on from the 87 finals on yesterday. And I know the Celtics lost Steiny and Goo. But Larry hit some shots, and I was like, oh, my Lord. Everything he shot looked like it was going in.
I thought they saved the NBA, and then they had their face-off in college. I thought Magic and Bird wouldn't fit this bill because they did exactly what they were supposed to do, Steiny. Like, Magic, I looked at them like he saved the Celtics, and that's what people were hoping, and Magic did the same exact thing in L.A. So,
no,
I don't know if – anybody was doubting Bird could do it on the NBA level. I don't know if it was out there.
That's fair. That's
yeah,
fair.
Yeah, I mean, nobody envisioned. Well, even if you said, you know what? I think both, let's say they play the championship game, Magic wins. Bird was 7-for-19, okay. It's actually 7-for-21, I think. But anyway, you come out of that game and you're saying, I'll tell you what, both those guys – they're not just going to be good. They're both going to be stars. Okay, you might have that, but nobody expected one guy would go to Boston, one guy would go to the other premier franchise, and they would start an 8-year run where it was just it's like Showtime with Magic, the hard hat with Bird.
Yeah.
Bird, a white guy in Boston. I mean, it just all played into something that you couldn't have scripted any better, really.
That's a good one. Here's one from the 209, and I think I can't believe I forgot about it personally. Terrell Owens, third-round pick out of Tennessee, Chattanooga.
Man, put it up there.
J.J. Stokes, and J.J. Stokes is a good dude, but he was supposed to be the heir apparent to Jerry Rice, not T.O., and T.O. turned out to be one of the greatest receivers of all time.
Top three of all time.
He wasn't announced.
What about this guy? Mike Piazza.
Wow. What round did he go in? 62nd or something like that?
I don't even know.
I have never used steroids.
Absolutely ridiculous.
He's got to. I mean, how can you keep him out? Piazza was a bad
one of the best offensive catchers. That's not bad. That's not a good call.
See, here's an interesting one. And, to me, Tim Duncan, it did feel like coming out of Wake Forest, people were saying this may be the next really, really good big man. Fundamentally sound, has all the tools. Now, did anybody see 5 rings? But, he was the – it was almost like he was – It's like when the Knicks won the lottery and they held up Ewing's jersey.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, Ewing was a guy who Ewing was probably bigger than Duncan, actually, in terms of
coming out of Georgetown.
Yeah. But everybody thought Duncan – most people thought Duncan was going to be really good.
The disappointment Rick Pitino had when the Celtics didn't win the lottery that year.
Incredible.
And they had tanked. Man. They had basically tanked, like the Spurs. And the disappointment Rick Pitino had when they didn't get Tim Duncan, I'll never forget it. That's a good one. But, yeah, I remember when it was like no-brainer, number one pick, no-brainer. But I didn't think anybody saw the dominance he had. He was a 15-time All-NBA player, Goo. 15-time All-Defensive Team. Incredible numbers for Tim Duncan.
And I'll say this about Tim, and I won't take – and I'm not taking anything away from him, but the Spurs were blessed in the way that they were able to have that offseason, get that pick, and him block. But he had – because I'm going back to Carmelo here, not having help. But when you look at Tim Duncan, man, he was blessed to have the Tony Parkers, the Ginobili's. You know, he had some help. David Robinson right out the gate to kind of, you know, show him the ropes. A lot of players don't get that, you know, born into that situation. But real quick, in the green room this morning, Bonte, you talked about Hakeem, and Steiny and I are older than you. I thought Hakeem did what he was supposed to. Like, he was the franchise, and he delivered. You know what I mean?
You know,
Hakeem was a bad dude.
I'm trying to make this point without denigrating Tony Parker and Ginobili.
I'm listening. I'm all for
it. But, like, and they may go – they'll probably go to the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
That's fine. They're going.
Okay, but, gotcha.
But, you know, Magic had Kareem and Worthy. They aren't Kareem and Worthy.
Yeah.
And, in fact, you know, Bird had McHale and Parrish and even Dennis Johnson, who's
Dennis
all
Johnson.
Keep going.
Like,
no doubt.
I'm sorry. Ginobili and Parker aren't in those – to me.
No,
so,
I see what you're saying.
You know, I'm not saying Duncan had no help, but a lot of other superstar number ones have had more.
I think James Worthy, when it comes to being underrated, of the more underrated players, and he was a little before my time, but like I told you guys, watching Game 4 yesterday, Guru called me, I said, I just watched Game 4 of the 87 Finals, like it was a real game, and Worthy put some moves on McHale where I was just like,
man.
Damn! He had a move on the baseline where he first step and took a baseline and yammed it. I said, oh, my Lord, James Worthy. I've been sleeping on this guy. And James Worthy's
really
very underrated.
Bad. He was really, really, really good.
Here's another one for you guys before we wrap the show up. What about a guy like Dwayne Wade? Dwayne Wade kind of gets forgotten about in that draft of LeBron and Melo and Chris Bosh. Goes to Miami. I don't know if people expected Dwayne Wade to turn out to be one of the best two guards in the game.
I got to say, no way in hell. I mean, a good guard, but not what he ended up being, Matt Stymets. And what he did with that first run when he got his finals, I don't know if that was an exhibition of just I'm in my prime and I got it going on. He was the reason they won that final. Dwayne, that was – there's no way we thought he was going to be this when he came out of college, Steiny, I gotta say,
I know you're, man. I'm not saying I thought he was, but I remember like he was just a guy. I remember watching at Marquette, and I was like, this guy is amazing, really good. In fact,
to the Final Four.
Then I remember, and this guy's passed. Portland announcer Steve Snapper Jones. He did some.
I loved him.
He did some national games. I don't know why I remember this, but I remember halfway through Dwayne Wade's first year, early in his career, I was talking to somebody and he overheard and I was like, Dwayne Wade, I'll tell you what, Dwayne Wade is unbelievable. And he said, sure, now you say Dwayne Wade's unbelievable. And I was like, hey, I'm telling you, Snapper, I thought it for a while.
Randy Johnson, another one on the text line. Randy Johnson's a good one. 209, one of the best lefties in the game. Hey, that'll do it for us, man. Damon, right on Kolsky. Coming up next right here on 95.7 The Game. Good stuff, boys. Guru, Steiny, talk to you tomorrow at 10. Kyle, Joe Spadoni, good stuff as well. That's all brought to you by Fremont Bank, full-service banking. No compromises.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.